of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good evening. This is the Prime Evening News for today, Monday, March 26, 2018. I am Richie Ferrall. Here are the headlines. Salisbury MP Hector John says, small businesses are disappointed. Government is backtracking from a $3 million grant. New York Supreme Court issues a restraining order against Trinidad National Security Minister Edmund Dillon. And Egyptians, 3 days of voting widely expected to deliver a second four-year term for President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited. More details after this.
Want to win some cash back? Get a cash loan of up to $10,000 from Courts with up to 24 months to repay. That's not all. Get a chance to win the value of your loan in cash. Yes, you heard right. Plus, no security required. It does not get any better than that. A cash loan from Quartz of up to $10,000. And a chance to win the value of your loan in cash. Hurry down to a Quartz store near you. The promotion ends March 31st. See in-store for details. Quartz, bringing value home.
Here's what's making news. General Secretary of the Dominica Public Service Union, DPSU, Thomas Leiter, has dismissed attempts by some individuals to pervert the reasons behind the protest actions and concerns of the port workers in recent times. Leiter told Q95 News on Monday, in order to prevent the unnecessary gossips and rumors spread by certain individuals who oppose the request being made by Dominica's port workers, the executive of the DPSU will not publicize the details of salary negotiations and working conditions at this time.
Because of the nasty thing that has been said about the trade union, about the leadership of the trade union, and some of the comments about the employees at DASPA, we believe at this point we will not give further details about the negotiation in terms of what is it that we have agreed to. You see, as I said, it's very unfortunate that I think what has happened is that people have gotten away from the truth and they have deliberately embarked on a campaign to tarnish the reputation of the union and the leadership of the union, and in particular the general secretary of the union, as well as the poor working people at DASPA. And therefore, we believe at this point we will be given to those people less to talk about. So as soon as the negotiations are complete, which we hope will be very soon, we will give all the details, full details of what the package is all about.
DPSU General Secretary Thomas Leiter. MP for the Salisbury constituency Hector John says entrepreneurs in Dominica are disappointed with the government's recent decision to withdraw the $3 million grant provided by the World Bank for small business owners to invest it into construction efforts. Attorney and DLP supporter Anthony Astafan spoke to the issue over the weekend.
That the World Bank has decided not to fund the $5,000 or whatever it was for the small businesses in Dominica's present day politics. The government has the money. The World Bank has already given the money to the Commonwealth of Dominica. The Prime Minister and others have acknowledged the fact that the monies were received. It was the Prime Minister and the Cabinet, not the World Bank, that decided instead of giving the monies to the small business organization from the World Bank, that the money should go towards infrastructure and other aspects of the reconstruction process. How does the World Bank make a decision not to fund small businesses when the government is already in possession of the money? You want to explain that to me? And the Prime Minister had said previously that it was his decision to spend the money and allocate funding for the farmers' assistance. The Prime Minister has, in relation to this recent lie, made it very clear that it was him and the Cabinet who made that decision.
Meantime, Hector John has deemed the statement made by Astafan over the weekend as desperate and is calling for an official statement from the government of Dominica and the World Bank.
Yesterday I was speaking to a small business owner in Salisbury who told me that he went through the process, did everything, and he has not heard anything from the government officials who assisted him to get everything registered, go register his business, also created an account for his business, and also went to get his social security number. So he told me he spent in excess of $800 doing all that to get the $5,000+ to assist him to get back his business get his business off the ground. So I have not heard that anywhere. What I've heard for the past couple of weeks, coming from different sources, that the World Bank was pulling out the monies to the small businesses. We have not heard any official statement come from the government, any official statement come from the World Bank. But word on the ground coming from a lot of the small business people who try to get access that funding is saying there is some truth to that word on the ground about that money being pulled back. And we just want some official statement. I'm listening to Tony. You can see Tony has some serious issues defending. I think he's some desperate on Saturday evening, and it's getting to him.
MP for the Salisbury constituency, Hector John. This is Q95 News. United Workers Party leader Lennox Linton says controversy surrounding export of 12 Dominica national birds to German-based company ACTP cannot go away until a thorough investigation is done. Linton is calling for an investigation into the secretive export of 10 Jaco and 2 Cicero parrots to ACTP, allegedly for captive breeding. Since the parrots' departure from Dominica on 17th March 2018, Q95 News has received information from I4, the forestry officer in charge of Dominica's aviary, and a former wildlife officer in St. Lucia, who shared his personal experience with ACTP in the year 2009.
I would not be surprised if further investigations reveal that this statement was in fact an elaborate excuse for an act of wrongdoing against the people of Dominica in terms of the Cicero and Jaco parrots. And in fact, as opposed to standing up for the public good and the national interest, choosing instead to use that position to defend a wrongdoing that was done against the people of Dominica. That is why this matter needs to be fully investigated. That is why we need the assistance of the outside world for this, because it does seem now that the government has come on board for whatever reason with an explanation so that this controversy can go away. It cannot go away like that, especially given the voices we have heard, especially that of the officer responsible for the aviary in question.
UWP leader Lennox Linton. Dominica will be staging the annual Jazz and Creole Festival this year. Tourism director Colin Piper says plans are being finalized for the event, which will be staged at Fort Shirley in May 2018. There were concerns that the Jazz and Creole Festival would be cancelled due to the passage of Hurricane Maria. But Mr. Piper said a formal announcement is expected soon on the 9th edition of the festival. He says the country needs events to improve visitor arrivals.
I can say that we've been given a go-ahead for Jazz, and so save the dates for May 20th. We'll begin to be populated out there, and so Dominicans can save that date for Jazz at Fort Shirley, and also kind of amplify the promotion to their friends that it'll be happening at that time. And then also we're in the final stages of getting cabinet approval for World Creole Music Festival. So in those three entertainment events, we want to make sure that they're staged and that not only friends and family from abroad, but the local folks who participate would encourage their friends from abroad to come down during that time. So you're quite right that these are important activities and even take on a more important role this year as we continue to rebuild.
Mr. Piper says another initiative to encourage stay-over visitors has been the volunteer tourism packages being offered by the Discover Dominica Authority, also known as DDA.
The strategy and focus for DDA in terms of its marketing thrust is to push to areas where we think that our messaging will resonate and that the people will be receptive to that messaging. One is in the area of voluntourism. So while the product continues to heal itself, we think that people who want to travel for a meeting or who are into meaningful travel or would give up their time and effort while on island to help clear a trail or teach at a school or do some sort of activity like that. They would be amenable to coming to Dominica and hearing from Dominica. So that's one segment that we're focused on. The other is obviously the visiting friends and relatives, where we think that not only in terms of them providing moral support, that they in fact can come down and provide physical assistance to family here in terms of cleaning up, fixing roofs, and getting, you know, local businesses back up and running.
Tourism Director Colin Piper, you're listening to Q95 News. Acting Senior Meteorological Officer Marshall Alexander has praised the efforts of the Disaster Vulnerability Risk Project, known as DVRP, for its role in seeking to improve Dominica's multi-hazard early warning systems. Alexander says, the advancements in the early warning systems are crucial in helping the country prepare for extreme events. His comments as Dominica joined the rest of the world in the observance of World Meteorological Day. The Meteorological Office joined with DOASCO in celebrating World Meteorological Day and World Water. World Meteorological Day was celebrated under the theme Weather Ready, Climate Smart.
The first step in building resilience to extreme weather and climate events is the establishment of a robust network of observations to provide the data to support forecasting and early warnings for extreme weather and climate events. Indeed, early warning is a major element of disaster risk reduction. It can prevent loss of life and reduces the economic and material impacts of hazardous events. Observation infrastructure also needs to be upgraded. Upgrade is underway through the Disaster Vulnerability Reduction Project, DVRP, with the aim to contribute to building resilience to the impacts of weather, climate, and water. Under the DVRP, we expect to see the development of a national hydrometeorological network involving automatic weather stations, water level stations, and tide gauges, and also the construction of a new building for the Dominica Meteorological Service. The idea of World Water Day is very important because water affects all sectors, be it agriculture, energy, health, aviation, or manufacturing. As it is said, water is the substance of life, so it is important that this valuable natural resource be given one day of the year for recognition and attention.
Acting Senior Meteorological Officer Marshall Alexander. Former Director of Trade Dr. Eisenhower Douglas has told manufacturers here that there is a lot of good work taking place at the government level and more specifically in the area of manufacturing, and that they should use the opportunity now available to advance themselves and improve their products. He says the MSME policy, which is 90% complete, should include and ensure the manufacturing dimensions are fully covered in that policy. Dr. Douglas says the manufacturing dimensions should also be included in the agriculture policy, which is also about 90% complete.
We need to make sure that the manufacturing dimension again, because as Gail Defoe said, I believe she had said it, that some 90% in that range of our manufacturing production is agro-based. So if we're looking at an agriculture policy and we're looking at an MSME, which is micro, medium, small enterprise policy, you know, that those issues have to be covered there. You know what I mean? So we need to make sure that happens. So I see a certain amount of constructive activism to make it happen. We are in the post-Maria era and manufacturing, non-tourism services, all these are areas where there's a certain amount of focus that we need to put on them to get the results that we need. So I want to say that, we need to make it happen. You know, I'm saying that what we, and if I can just say, you know, conclude that Export Dominica is a commitment made by the Prime Minister in the 2012 budget address. So it's not something extraneous. I'm saying also that without an entity, and that Export Dominica would have transformed DEXA into Export Dominica, because all of us recognize the deficiency in DEXA. I'm not saying DEXA is not playing an important role, but remember, we came from a DBMC for agriculture. We had DPPL DAPEX has shut down. So there's even more need for an Expo Dominica today. And since that commitment has been made, let us work to make it happen. That's what I'm saying.
Dr. Douglas says there are several successes in the export arena, with several examples around the world of countries that have picked themselves up by the bootstrap, and Dominica should follow suit.
I have a lot of documentation on that. While McMurray was there with the export national export strategy, I tried to push that line, but somehow I was probably too early in my phase, but you know, at the time, because he wasn't able to sell that to his colleagues, so we could get that into the mainstream. So there are a lot of opportunities that we've missed, you know, but we need to ensure that we remain optimistic and build from the foundation which we have currently.
Former Director of Trade, Dr. Eisenhower Douglas. Government on Friday unveiled a new national housing project to target every village across the country. The Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt says the project is in keeping with government's commitment to improve the housing needs post-Hurricane Maria.
We are looking to build in four constituencies, that is to say, Laplain, Monjon, River Sirik, the Carnival Territory, and Casabruce. About 400 units under this particular program. And in addition to that, we'll also be building individual homes, another maybe 200 of those in those four communities. So in total, we're looking about in the next several months starting some 600 homes for the residents of those communities. So today is really an opportunity to share with those residents, because this part of the country has been dramatically affected. And we believe we need to get them first priority. After the Easter, I will move to different communities along with cabinet ministers and Ministry of Housing to share them. We will be going to Coolie Bistri, where we'll be unveiling the housing plans to relocate the number of families who have to be relocated because of the dangers which the river poses to them.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt. On Friday, the focus was on housing for Delish and Rivière Sirik. The Prime Minister said hurricane shelters will also be constructed.
With these houses, we will also be putting in place hurricane shelters. So we'll be building multi-purpose centers, but more specifically or more particularly for preparation for hurricane shelters, with adequate showers and adequate storage and adequate space to accommodate a number of people, and also adequate kitchen facilities in the event people would have to stay in those buildings, in this space for a prolonged period of time, and to minimize the use of public buildings, especially schools.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt. You're listening to Q95 News. Trinidad and Tobago National Security Minister Edmund Dillon was on Thursday ordered by the New York Supreme Court to stop any transactions related to the accounts and properties of an elderly incapacitated man in Manhattan, New York, whom Dillon claims signed over access to his properties and banking account details. Mr. Dillon, who was in court as the petition was filed by and granted to a family member of the alleged victim, Neville Piper, has been back and forth to New York over the course of the last several weeks in an attempt to answer the fraud-related charges and to address the court. The petitioner, Esther Nichols, as a result of the recent court order, has been awarded temporary custody and guardianship of Piper until the matter is resolved. It is alleged that Dillon illegally transferred ownership of a New York condominium said to be the property of Mr. Piper. Piper's lawyers and the petitioner allege that Piper, who now lives in a retirement village, has no recollection of ever signing ownership over to Dillon at any time and does not recognize Dillon as being anyone he would have done business with. In addition, Piper alleges that the signatures on the reported transfer of property in the condominium are not his own and are forged. Egyptians have begun 3 days of voting in an election widely expected to deliver a second four-year term for President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. His sole challenger, Musa Mustafa Musa, is a known party leader who had supported him until his last-minute decision to enter the race. two other potential candidates dropped out while a third was arrested. Mr. Sisi led the military's overthrow of President Mohamed Morsi in 2013 after mass protests against his rule. Since then, he has overseen what human rights groups say is an unprecedented crackdown on dissent that has led to the detention of tens of thousands of people. He has also faced an insurgency by jihadist militants based in the Sinai Peninsula who have killed hundreds of security personnel and civilians in attacks. And that's the Prime Evening News. First, a recap of our headlines. Salisbury MP Hector John says small businesses are disappointed government is backtracking from a $3 million grant. New York Supreme Court issues a restraining order against Trinidad National Security Minister Edmund Dillon. And Egyptians, 3 days of voting widely expected to deliver a second four-year term for President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. The news was brought to you compliments Scott Dominica Limited. If you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website. That's q95da.com to view the stories or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. For any breaking story or latest development, send us your eye reports via text or WhatsApp message. The numbers are 616-2130 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team, I am Richie Farrell.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it